The best kept secret for luxury and safety? Volvo. The best kept secret to obtain a Volvo? Howard Orloff Volvo Cars. Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know, at Howard Orloff Volvo, during Volvo's Sweden's Greetings holiday sales event, you can get special year-end pricing, finance, and lease offers on all remaining 2017 models. And did you know, you can lease a new 2017 Volvo S90 T6 for $469 a month for 36 months with no down payment, or buy for $47,988. Plus, come in and experience the exciting all-new 2018 Volvo XC60. Isn't it time you get to know Howard Orloff Volvo Cars? Visit Howard Orloff Volvo, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorloffvolvo.com.
Demonstrator, stock number V02835. First month's payment plus tax, title, license, and doc fee due at signing with approved credit. No security deposit. See dealer for details.
When you're at the Bears game, concessions aren't just concessions. They're a way to re-energize after you've cheered so hard your face is bluer than the jersey you're wearing. And with the Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card, you'll unlock special discounts, like 20% off concessions at the game, so you'll never run out of energy.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Ugh, sorry, that was awful, wasn't it? A jammed garbage disposal is something you should never have to listen to. Moen designs disposals for the most powerful performance, so they jam less, which means the only thing for you to hear are your jams. Available at the Home Depot.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Bears fans, keep it here as we bring you the latest on John Fox's future with the Bears. And when news breaks, we'll break in with all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Should the Chicago Wolves rate better than 4 stars on Yelp, TripAdvisor, and Ticketmaster? Be there Saturday as the Wolves host Rockford at Allstate Arena and see why they rate so high. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bears had their final practice of the 2017 season at House Hall today. Josh Sitton and Bobby Massey both did not practice and are doubtful for Sunday's game against the Vikings. Adam Shaheen and DeAndre Houston Carson are questionable. It's a busy day around the NFL. The Jets give 2-year extensions to coach Todd Bowles and GM Mike Maccagnan, and Dirk Cutter will return to the Bucs in 2018. Devontae Adams has signed a 4-year, $58 million contract extension to stay with the Green Bay Packers. On the ice, the Blackhawks will try and snap their 3-game losing streak in Edmonton. They'll be doing it without Artem Anisimov, who left last night's game with an upper body injury and has been placed on IR. Trending in the other direction are the Red Hot Bulls, winners of 9 of 11, who host the Pacers tonight at the United Center. The Cubs will have a different closer in 2018 because Wade Davis signed a 3-year, $52 million deal with the Rockies. And in the bowl season today, Northwestern currently has a 17-7 lead over Kentucky in the Music City Bowl. Locally, Mount Carmel announced that alum and former NIU quarterback Jordan Lynch will replace the retiring Frank Lenti, who'd been at the school for 34 years and is the winningest coach in Illinois high school football history. Lenti refutes the report of his retirement and says the school is pushing him out. AHL, the Wolves are in Milwaukee tonight taking on the Admirals. The update's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And mullyandhanley.com is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays. Breaking down the Bears-Vikings game and listen throughout the day to Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score for the latest on a Bears coaching change. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour on The Score is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Let's go with the lineups. You got Olin Krutz, the Hawaiian heartthrob.
Olin Krutz.
Up front, Olin Krutz, the six-time Pro Bowler.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Krutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Touchdown! Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Krutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
670 The Score football analyst.
You come to the game and you start listening. All the guys that are on IR with the bye week cap, they get unhealthy during the bye week, which is insane.
Olin Krutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Krutz is being talked about.
Olin Krutz with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back, everybody. This segment with Olin Krutz is brought to you by Peloton. Visit their showroom at Oak Brook Center. I mentioned this on the air the other day. We were doing post-game. I've been doing various Bears post-game and pre-game shows at various stations for over 30 years now, Anthony, and I don't remember ever having as much fun as we have had this year with Olin and with Big Cat. And it obviously, Olin, hasn't been a fun season. It's kind of sucked, actually, but somehow we're managing to have fun with it anyway. It looks like he's up here.
Follow the Bears and just try to follow, hope to get stuff turned around eventually. But like you said, you know, we got a good group. You know, you, Cat, are great guys to be around, and we do have some fun. But it'd be a lot better if they would start winning. I know that for sure.
If any of our listeners would like to join us this weekend, it will be our final post-game show of the year. No, the Bears aren't going to the playoffs, in case you haven't heard. We're going to be at the Foundry out in Aurora. It's at 85 Executive Drive. We'll be there for pregame. I'll be out there with Patrick Manley from 9 to noon. They don't open until 11, though, so don't come out for the first 2 hours, because that's going to be just Patrick and I and the crew. But then pregame until noon from 11 to 12, and then as soon as the game is over, Olin Krutz, Big Cat Williams, and I will be there. We'll be watching the game out there. It is a great place to watch sports. They've got a little OTB if you want to get a little something down on the ponies. So come on out and see us for the Bears' last Sunday of activity. Olin, but before we get to the Bears, all this kind of Black Monday coaching change thing bubbling up, and there have been a couple of things settled today. You've got Todd Bowles getting, I think, a much-deserved contract extension with the New York Jets, the way that team has competed this year. Davante Adams was going to be a free agent. The Packers have done a $58 million deal with Adams, so he will not hit free agency. That's a disappointment to some Bears fans. And then the one that is surprising me the most, there are reports out of Tampa that Dirk Cutter is going to keep his job with the Bucs. They were supposed to be a hot pick to make the playoffs this year. They've been a complete disaster, so that one surprises me a little bit.
Yeah, definitely surprises you, especially after what the GM said was the reason they got rid of Lovey. So, surprising they kept Dirk this year. Sometimes the NFL will always shock you a little bit, but just seems strange that they said they got rid of Lovey because they weren't improving enough, and yet Lovey had a better record than Dirk going into his second year. And just seems like the GM and Dirk are probably good buddies and are more comfortable with each other than the GM down there was comfortable with having Lovey as his head coach.
So, Olin, one of the things that Hub and I have been talking about today, and I brought it up a bit yesterday as well, just, you know, it sort of in reviewing where the Bears are at coming through this season and spinning things forward. When you think about what could make the Bears an enticing job opportunity for whoever their next head coach would be, assuming John Fox will be losing his job after the game this weekend, I do think, and Hub agrees with me, and sounds like he's been talking about this a bit as well, that there's some young talent. There's a good core of talent on the Bears roster. Certainly not not stars who've been fully realized yet, but how do you see the youth on this lineup, and do you think that's something that could be sort of enticing to the next coach?
Oh, definitely. If you look at the Bears team, Anthony, and you take a look at the fact that if they just stay healthy, they're competing, right? And Mr. Trubisky has improved and has shown signs that he can be a really good NFL starter. Now, you know, if you just take a look at Carr in Oakland, we know how fast things can change. But, you know, you take a look at Trubisky and then you talk about Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen, and if Kyle Long is healthy, and say they bring Sitton back, and we all thought Whitehair was an ascending center. You know, maybe they'll add a tackle to the mix, but Massey and Leno have been serviceable. Shaheen, when he was healthy, looked like he was getting better. His run blocking definitely was getting better. And I remember when he caught a pass in the open field in one game and he took off running, and we were all like, man, this guy is fast. So if they can add a good young wide receiver to the mix, or just a good wide receiver to the mix, they got themselves what looks like could be a pretty good offense, and their defense, losing Fangio would be huge. I think we all know that. So we're all kind of waiting to see what happens with Fangio. But Floyd, Akeem Hicks, Goldman, Trevathan is back. Maybe they re-sign Kyle, get Prince Mukamura for a good deal, Amos, Jackson. So right there, I just named a bunch of good young players. Now, we need some of them to become top two or three at their position in the NFL. And, you know, a Pro Bowler, two or three Pro Bowlers, a two or three All Pros, which I think we all agree that if Akeem Hicks was actually listed as a D tackle, he probably would have went to the Pro Bowl. But since he's listed as a DN in a 3-4 defense, is probably why he didn't make it. But, you know, they need more players like that. They need guys like a Brian Urlacher, who you could at least argue that he should be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Guys like a Devin Hester, who people argue about he should be in the Hall of Fame. You need guys like this in the building who are getting better, who are becoming the best in their position. And then all of a sudden, you're competing every year, and you're in the playoffs, and who knows, maybe even make a run at the Super Bowl.
You know, Alan, I think we've talked about this more off the air than we have on the air over the course of the season, but you look at that offensive line, the way it's constructed, and if they could keep four or five of these guys healthy together for six, eight, mm-hmm. 10 weeks, it would make a big difference. Now, I know you've always been, I mean, I've known you your whole career, somewhat of a workout warrior, very serious about the whole thing. I suspect, correct me if I'm wrong, you've gotten a little more serious about your nutrition in recent years. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, what can really be
about Dominic, right, Ant?
What? No, Dominic Raiola will never be the Hawaiian heartthrob.
No, heartthrob is not something I'd use in a sentence with Dominic.
Don't tell him.
Well, you remember how pissed I got him at me a couple of years ago, and I was just reporting something somebody else told me. So,
hey, listen, Hub, I grew up with Dom. He's always mad at somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but Owen, how much can players and strength and conditioning, team trainers, you know, the whole sports science is a new thing. How much can guys actually take ownership of their own condition to be able to at least have much better odds of avoiding all the injuries that the Bears have suffered in recent years?
Well, there's no doubt that if you get yourself in your top physical condition, and that all depends, Hub, and on what position you're playing, right? I mean, defense line, offensive line, offensive line especially, you're not going to be in Adonis. You don't want a tremendously low body fat. You got to put on armor. You got to have a lot of meat, a lot of muscle around you, because you're going to be in a battle all day taking a beating. So it is on you. It is your job to get in peak physical condition for what you have to do for your position. And I always looked at it like when I was training and putting hours in the weight room that I was putting armor around my body for the beating I was about to take. So I wasn't necessarily training for week one now. In, you know, whatever it may be, May or June, I was training for week 15 and 16 and trying to get every extra ounce of strength or muscle or pound of weight I could put on my body for when I was battling the Gilbert Browns or the Jerry Balls or the Warren Sapps of the world, you know, or Sean Rogers up in Detroit. So you got to hit these big men a lot. You got to be ready for it. Now, as far as the team goes, you know, it's like the coach, right? You want the absolute best strength coach for your team that you can get. So just as much research has to go into that as finding the head coach. What I don't always like is that the head coach just kind of brings in his guy that he's comfortable with. And as we see with the Bears, I mean, I know some of them are freak injuries, and I've heard a lot of people say that. How do you control it? Well, look, if you go through 3 years of it, if you don't make a change, Well, that you know, some of that falls on you. If you don't change anything in your building, you got the same guys in your building, the same trainers, the same strength coaches, and year after year we have 15 of 20 guys on IR. Well, then something's not working in that building, and there's something that needs to be changed. So I think it's something the Bears definitely need to look at. If Fox does get fired, which we all think he's going to get fired, then I'm sure there'll be a lot of changes in that building anyway.
One of the Midway's great monsters that we've seen in this generation of Bears football, Olin Krutz, joins us on 670 Score. Hub Arcus, along with Anthony Heron, filling in for Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. You can find him on Twitter at Olin_Krutz, and especially during the football season, some of the really effective breakdowns of just X's and O's of game film, especially coming out of the games. And he's, of course, on the post-game show with Hub Arcus and Big Cat Williams. Olin, one of the things I don't think I've gotten to ask you about, just as it relates specifically to this Bears offensive line, because I feel like there's sort of two ways that maybe the larger percentage of us have looked at this group throughout the year, where, you know, the run blocking has been very effective more often than not. The pass protection at times has struggled, and injury has played a large role in that. But I also feel like Dow Loggins and, you know, the difficulty of the job of an offensive coordinator can be in figuring out what schemes will work against a certain opponent, but then also not missing the fact that maybe there's things about my personnel I need to take advantage of, or I need to cover up for in certain situations. I feel like Dow could have done a better job, and let's assume he'll be out of here with John Fox as well. But schematically, what are some of the things that you think maybe that could have supported this offensive line at a higher level than what we've seen Dow Loggins show in his 2 years calling the plays?
Yeah, I thought using the shotgun more, the zone read, the stuff that Trubisky did and Howard did a lot of in college, I thought that we'd see that a lot more this year. I kind of thought that the zone for Howard, especially the outside zone, was shoved down his throat a little bit this year. I thought that Howard up the middle a little more, coming downhill out of the shotgun. I think it's well documented how good Howard is out of the gun, but he's also good, you know, behind the quarterback too. But just thought that we would see more of that, more with the defense would have to account for the quarterback, because, you know, with the wide receivers we had who didn't scare anybody, Zach Miller went down, so our good passer catching tight end was down. So the only guy who really scared people with his speed was Tariq Cohen, and just use him more out there and, you know, pop passes out there and run some quick screens off the zone read where Trubisky has, you know, a run pass option there where he keeps it, faces it to Howard, he could get it out to Tariq, and just, you know, because let's be honest, we knew the safety was going to be in the box. I mean, they weren't going to play two safeties deep against the Bears wide receivers because no one's scared of them. It's kind of like Cleveland, right? All of a sudden, Cleveland's running the ball great in the last 3 or 4 weeks, statistically wise, not against the Bears, but before that. And it was because the receiver came back. Gordon came back, and he scares people, and now there's a safety out of the box. Well, the Bears' offensive line looks up, guys, and it looks like goal line to them, right? There's nine guys in the box. It's cover one. The safeties walk down. And, you know, that's why you see some of those receivers blocking in the back, because the safety's not even playing pass. The ball snapping, he's hitting his run fit already. So, I thought that could have helped the offensive line out a little bit, where, you know, that safety has to play Mitch keeping the ball, at least respect it and get him out of the box. So that's something I thought they would have done a little more of. And we've seen some of it the last 2 or 3 weeks, but kind of late to me. And as far as it's hard to judge the offensive line this year because, as we all know, when it's a rookie quarterback back there and there's no wide receivers, I mean, everything is uphill there. I mean, no one's going to get out of the box. No one is respecting the pass when you turn the film on. I got some clips of nine guys in the box and they go to run fake and no one's even looking at it. So, listen, the offensive line had uphill battle. They had a lot of injuries. Playing with a rookie quarterback, no wide receivers. I just thought the zone read could have gave them a few more options out there.
Olin, we're going to let you run. I know it's Friday night, probably got places to go, people to see, but that is Olin Krutz in his regular spot here every Friday at 5 o'clock with the Bernstein and Goff show. This segment was brought to you by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And if you want to come to a live New Year's Eve broadcast with Olin Krutz, as well as James Big Cat Williams, Patrick Manley. I'll be there too. Join us. Join 670 The Score for the pregame broadcast. That's with myself and Patrick Manley from 9 a.m. to noon at the Foundry, located at 85 Executive Drive in Aurora. Now, they don't open until 11. We'll be broadcasting there from 9, but come on over at 11. Check out the broadcast, win score prizes, and stick around for the Bears postgame show at 3 o'clock or thereabouts as soon as the final gun goes off with myself, Olin Krutz, and James Big Cat Williams. And it's New Year's Eve, so who knows what'll happen after the show. I actually know, but I'm not telling you.
Sound like a good story for off air.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time out there. So come on out. We would love to see you. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. Then we get back to your phone calls at 312-644-6767. And in our final half hour, we're going to go with a Bernstein and Goff staple. It's called It's On.
It's On.
That'll be after 5:30. But right now, 312-644-6767. I keep forgetting to mention all of our friends on the phone have been joining us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. That's where Olin was. That's where Barstool Chief was. That's where Eric Edholm was. That's where Joe Colley was. That's where we are going to be in just a moment after this very quick break at 670 The Score.
This Monday, do not miss
the Built for Tough Bears Monday.
It's Black Monday across the NFL. Will John Fox lose his job? All of our shows and team of Bears experts will bring you any breaking news and live coverage from Hallis Hall.
The Built for Tough Bears Monday on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Presented by Ford.
Built for Tough.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is CBS Sports Minute. Let's face it, certain jobs simply carry more pressure than others. If you're the quarterback of the Cowboys, the pressure and rewards are immense. Same with batting cleanup for the Yankees. Here's another tough gig for you, GM of the Giants. But just how daunting a task will Dave Gettleman face in rebuilding Big Blue? Well, I'm about as daunting as any other executive in the history of New York. Don't believe me? Here's why. First and foremost, he's got to hire a head coach, and that head coach must be on board with the vision of what to do with Eli Manning. Does the two-time champ definitively return? And if so, does he fight for his job in camp? And if so, with whom? Which means the college standout you select in the first round better be the right one. Once that's settled on, the business of building a broken offensive line begins, all while trying to fix a broken locker room, and you get to do all this beneath the white-hot spotlight of New York. Giants may have made the right call bringing back Edelman, but he has a mountain of things to fix. At least New Yorkers are patient. He's got that going for him. I'm BT.
Attention. We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8
can... And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
The best kept secret for luxury and safety? Volvo. The best kept secret to obtain a Volvo? Howard Orloff Volvo Cars. Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know, at Howard Orloff Volvo, during Volvo's Sweden's Greetings holiday sales event, you can get special year-end pricing, finance, and lease offers on all remaining 2017 models. And did you know, you can lease a new 2017 Volvo S90 T6 for $469 a month for 36 months with no down payment, or buy for $47,988. Plus, come in and experience the exciting all-new 2018 Volvo XC60. Isn't it time you get to know Howard Orloff Volvo Cars? Visit Howard Orloff Volvo, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorloffvolvo.com.
Demonstrator, stock number V02835. First month's payment plus tax, title, license, and doc fee due at signing with approved credit. No security deposit. See dealer for details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to be other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey everybody, Harper College believes in you with degrees and certificates in fields such as entrepreneurship, engineering, and therapeutic massage. You can start, finish, and go forward with your career. Classes begin January 16th. Visit harpercollege.edu today. And let us get one more call in before our next scoreboard update. That's going to be Joe, who has been hanging on forever in Indy. Joe, I'm sorry to keep you on hold so long, but thanks for staying with us.
Hey, not a problem, Hub. I love listening to you when you talk with David Kaplan on Sports Talk Live. Love that.
Oh, thank you.
I just have a few things that I've been thinking about. First thing, I think it's amazing how the Bears are probably going to be firing their ninth head coach since 1968, and they're hiring probably going to hire their 10th since 1968, when the Pittsburgh Steelers have only had three head coaches since 1968, and so that just amazes me. And secondly, you know, I hear a lot of popular names like Josh McDaniels being mentioned. Maybe David Shaw from Stanford being mentioned, but a guy I really like, and I don't know about you guys, but I like Pat Shurmur. I think the job that he did with Case Keenum, you know, just, I don't know, basically him and the way he was able to get him and Adam Thielen connecting with Stephon Diggs, I think it was a great great system that he was doing up there in Minnesota. So I would love to see him at least in an interview and him being, you know, a top candidate for the job. Let me know what you guys think. Thanks for allowing me to be on the call today.
Joe, thank you for the call. I should mention the show with Cap is NBC Sports TV. There's no other sports radio station that would be on other than the Score. Thank you for the kind words. And, you know, Joe, I get your point, but the truth is, compared to the other 31 teams, nine coaches in the last 50 years, 49 years, is not that unheard of. I mean, Ditka had a nice long run. Lovey had a nice long run. Even Wani, you know, even though they didn't win, I think he was here 7 or 8 years.
So, he had a mustache, really thick mustache, very likable.
It's frustrating that they haven't won more with those guys, and so I hear what you're talking about. I think that Pat Shurmur should be a top candidate. I couldn't agree more. I think he's done a really nice job with the Minnesota Vikings, not only just in terms of production, but look what he's overcome. Now, keep in mind, he was just the quarterback coach there until Norv Turner retired midseason last year, but he took over. And in the year and a half since he's been there, he's had to develop a second and third string quarterback. It was Teddy Bridgewater. He went down. He was the quarterback coach who had to get Sam Bradford ready in a couple weeks, and Bradford had easily the best year of his career last year. Then Bradford goes down this year, and you got to get Case Keenum ready, who is a career backup, who's now having a Pro Bowl-type season. Not huge numbers, not enough touchdown passes to get to a Pro Bowl, but efficiency-wise, passer rating playing very, very well. And then they get Dalvin Cook, who looks like the answer to the running game they've been seeking for the last 8-10 years, and he tears an ACL week four or week five, and yet that running game hasn't really skipped a beat with Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon sharing time. Adam Thielen becomes a Pro Bowl receiver. They are currently 10th in total offense, but they've slipped a little bit the last few weeks as Keenum has struggled a little bit. They were as high as 5th on Thanksgiving Day when I did their game versus the Lions. And Shurmur has previous head coaching experience, Anthony. He had 2 years in Cleveland. He didn't fail there like so many do in Cleveland. Got caught in an ownership change. He actually won 9 games over 2 years, which is a ton for Cleveland. And then Jimmy Haslam bought the team in 2012, decided to bring in his own guy. So I think Shurmur's a real interesting candidate.
You think about a lot of the quarterbacks that are on his resume. Nick Foles, he worked with. Donovan McNabb, he worked with. There's a lot of different quarterbacks who he's had success with. And that, to me, have you helped develop young quarterbacks is a big part of what the Bears need to look for in their next head coach. And if it's not, you know, say they go in the defensive direction, then that guy needs to hire an offensive coordinator who's got a number of developed young quarterbacks on his resume. I mean, you know, we were talking about John Gruden earlier. To me, the guy won a Super Bowl, and you shouldn't discount that. One of the holes in what I see is the resume of John Gruden. I know he does all these QB camps and he's great on TV. I can't think of a young quarterback John Gruden's ever actually developed that he has won with. And you can say this is the young QB that John Gruden has nurtured and turned him into some kind of NFL star. That to me is the type of resume you're looking for. I think Todd Haley's a guy who's got multiple quarterbacks on his resume. Pat Shurmur is a guy who's got multiple quarterbacks on his resume. There's a number of coaches who you can say Josh McDaniels is not one of those guys.
Anthony, that is a great point that nobody really talks about. I mean, John Gruden won the Super Bowl with Brad Johnson, who wasn't even a starter in college. And he developed into a game manager. And for billing himself as the quarterback guru, he didn't have the finished product to show for
Rich
it.
Rich Gannon, I mean, he's one with old guys.
Let's jump into the update studio and see what Rick Camp's got for us.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves update studio, I'm Rick Camp. The Chicago Wolves rate better than 4 stars on Yelp, TripAdvisor, and Ticketmaster. Be there Saturday as the Wolves host Rockford at Allstate Arena and see why they rate so high. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bears had their final practice of the 2017 season today at Halas Hall. Josh Sitton and Bobby Massey both missed practice and are doubtful for Sunday season finale against the Vikings. Adam Shaheen and DeAndre Houston Carson are questionable. Busy day around the NFL. The Jets give 2-year extensions to coach Todd Bowles and GM Mike Maccagnan. And Dirk Koetter will return as the Bucs head coach in 2018. Devontae Adams will be in Green Bay beyond this year. He signs a 4-year, $58 million deal to stay in Green Bay. On the ice, the Blackhawks will try and snap their 3-game losing streak tonight in Edmonton. They'll be doing it without Artem Anisimov, who left last night's game with an upper body injury and has been placed on IR. Trending in the other direction are the Red Hot Bulls, winners of 9 of 11. They host the Pacers tonight at the United Center. The Cubs will have a different closer in 2018 because Wade Davis signed a 3-year, $52 million deal with Colorado. In bowl season right now, Northwestern has a 17-7 lead over Kentucky in the Music City Bowl. And locally, Mount Carmel announced that a lineman, former NIU quarterback Jordan Lynch, will replace the retiring Frank Lenti, who'd been in charge of the football program for 34 years and is the winningest high school football coach in Illinois history. Lenti, however, refutes the report of his retirement and says the school is pushing him out. AHL, the Wolves are in Milwaukee tonight taking on the Admirals. Join former Cubs pitcher Kerry Wood in an all-star lineup of celebrity bartenders at the 7th annual Woody's Winter Warm-Up on January 12th at Harry Carey's 7th inning stretch in Chicago Sports Museum. Enjoy cocktails, dinner, meet-and-greet experiences, and bid on great items. Proceeds benefit the Wood Family Foundation. Learn more and purchase your ticket today at woodys.brownpapertickets.com. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to the home for the Built for Tough Bears Mondays, breaking down the Bears-Vikings game, and listen throughout the day to Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score for the latest on a Bears coaching change. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. It's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Once again, it's on.
All right. It's on. Anthony and I are going to try and hold up the grand tradition of Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff and Shane Reardon. And actually, Shane's filling in, too, so I don't even know if Shane is used to doing this all that often. But
Shane's had some interesting ones this week, though. He's got a little bit of a pattern that I've noticed. I'm curious to hear his today.
Let me start with this one, though. They call this a segue in the radio business because I keep hearing that Frank Lenti story. And the other night, I was working on some charts, getting ready for a game. I don't remember what game it was. My wife was watching, and I happened to look up, and there was some show on where Santa Claus had been brought into the emergency room, and there were some kids with their parents in the emergency room, and Santa Claus hit the deck, and they were trying to revive him, and they were trying to figure out how this hospital could survive.
Attention. We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
So that was on. And where I'm going with this is it's a bad look. And it's kind of the same look as whoever the people who are forcing Frank Lenti out of Mount Carmel have, because you don't want to be the guy that forced the winningest coach in Illinois high school history to force this guy into retirement. I don't know the background on the story. I don't know what's going on, but it's a bad look right now. I know that. So anyway, let's come forward. That was on the other night. It's on tonight. And I guess you're going to be watching a little later, because I know you got some duty with the missus before you get to being able to watch any TV, huh, Anthony?
I do, yeah. We're going to be trying to find a new vehicle. We've got the 12-week-old, so we've got some car shopping that we're doing. We've kind of been doing a little bit of homework here lately. So the DVR is going to be set, because I am riveted by just the way the Bulls have turned a corner. And I loved watching Lauri Markkanen while he was in there as the starter, while Nico was out, but then now adding Nico into the mix and this, you know, 9 out of 11 that they've got rolling. And, you know, no reason to think that they couldn't try to take down the Pacers again tonight. So I'm definitely going to have the DVR set for the Bulls. I'm going to have the DVR set for the Cotton Bowl with Ohio State and USC. I think it's interesting that there's two quarterbacks playing in that game that their careers seem to have such different trajectories, where JT Barrett has been statistically spectacular for the Ohio State Buckeyes throughout his entire career, but he's kind of been the same guy. Like, he was great as a freshman. He didn't really improve. He's just, you know, really good again as a senior. And this, by most accounts, I would agree, is likely just the end of his football career. You don't see him having an NFL future. Maybe there's some other league where he'd get a shot in. But then what's going to happen with Sam Darnold? Is this his last college game? So there's a lot of storylines for two of the better teams in the country that didn't make the college football playoff. So I'm really looking forward to watching that USC-Ohio State matchup that's got an old school Rose Bowl flavor to it.
All right. That's the Heron household. Shane, what's on in the Reardon man cave?
So
Tonight, unfortunately, Chris Ranji is back in town for the weekend, so I'm probably going to go have a couple drinks with him. But yeah. After that, Food Network, we've got Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I'm a big Guy Fieri fan. There you go. Yeah. Okay.
But also, we have a brand new episode of Grill Dads, where it's just it's kind of like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but it's a three or four dads road tripping up the country and finding a good grilled food. I'm a big fan of those road trip shows where you find, you know, hidden diamonds in the rough. Last night, review on Catfishing My Kids on TLC.
Yeah,
not great, Anthony.
No.
It was not good.
Not quality.
Not worth the hype. Nope, not
all
worth the hype
that
at all.
Surrounded Catfishing My Kids.
We've been hearing about Catfishing My Kids all week on 670 right. The Score, and it just did not live up to the hype. So, a little disappointed, but tonight I will be disappointed again by Chris Ranji and then excited by television. I don't know.
I was actually on with Chris the other night with him and the boys. It's at Camo X in St. Louis. It's maybe at the wrong
101
station.
101 the Fast Lane.
Okay, yeah. But I know I was on with Chris. I just wasn't sure what station it was.
It's unfortunate for you, Hub.
All right. Well, you know, guys, I'm not going to try and BS anybody. I watch TV. Everybody watches TV. But during the football season, I just don't watch much. So, we have a couple shows that we DVR all the time. And I think one of them is a Friday night show. I grew up addicted. Well, I didn't grow up. I was in college already addicted to Magnum PI. And so, Tom Selleck is my guy, and Blue Bloods. I'm not a big fan of Donnie Wahlberger. Is it Donnie or Danny? I forget which. But
Donnie,
But I like his little brother in the show. Love Bridget Moynihan. How can you not? But I don't think I think they're probably on break now. I don't think Blue Bloods is going to be
probably.
On tonight.
I made a comment. I don't know why we got on the topic. I was in transition with Bernstein or Golf or one of them. It's hard to tell them apart. But it came up that Ted Danson was, you know, playing as Sam Malone, this former baseball player, and Tom Selleck was legitimately a former baseball player. And I don't know how we got on the topic in transition at one point, but I ended up making the comment that if you would have flopped the careers, like say Ted Danson would have been Magnum PI and Tom Selleck would have been Sam Malone, I think you still could have seen a very similar career arc for both guys, just a slightly different flair or flavor to how they delivered certain roles. Does that make any sense to you?
I can see that. You know, Selleck was a great athlete, and I think I want to say he was a really good volleyball player at USC. That's stuck in the back of my mind. I could be wrong about this. I know he was a huge Detroit Tiger fan, which is strange because he was from California originally. But I don't know a lot about it. I do know that that's a normal Friday night show that I'd usually end up seeing the following Tuesday after recorded it.
Right.
I don't know how you don't watch it, and I'm a Michigan alum, but you got to watch some of Ohio State USC. I just if nothing else, to see the guys that are going to be in the NFL next year, and it's probably going to be a pretty good football game. But I'm more intrigued by Shane's menu because most of the time I'm just messing around on the computer, working, my wife's watching stuff, and she loves looking at other rich people's homes, you know, and I don't know what those shows are called, but you know, they take you to this really incredible real estate, and we're seeing these places in Hawaii and in Miami, and then the other one that she's really into now is the Fixer Upper deal.
In Texas, in Waco, Texas, the Fixer Uppers.
No, this is I don't think it's not flip this house because
flip
well,
my house.
One chain. Didn't you mention one earlier?
Well, yeah, week, Anthony,
like the Property Brothers?
We had the Property Brothers Truthers coming out because apparently I described one of those house shows and I described it as the Property Brothers, but it wasn't the Property Brothers.
This show, they get these people who are looking to buy a house and they take them around to three houses that need
That's
work.
The Property Brothers.
Okay.
Yep.
And then they pick a house.
Are there two twins that are really well qualified?
No,
Dylan
one.
And Drew Scott.
This one was a man and a woman the other night. I don't know if they were man and wife or what they were, but they were a fixer-upper team, and they took these people to these three houses, and they said, this is what we can do with this one, this is what we can do with this one, this is what we can do with this one, and then they pick one, and then they do it, and you end up with these incredible houses, and I am the least handy human being you've ever met. Give me a hammer, and I will break something. I can promise you that. Give me a screwdriver, and I'll lose it. You know, I can't do any of this stuff. But I'm always intrigued when I see what they do with these beat up old dumps and they turn them into these beautiful homes.
That's the Fixer Upper one. They're almost exclusively in Waco, Texas.
Okay.
It's a married couple. They are, I think, Magnolia something. Magnolia
Real
Estate.
They must legitimately be nutcases.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of normal people in Waco, Texas.
I was telling Anthony this when we first came in, Shane. I was trying to figure out exactly what this segment was. we have one rule in my house. Anything that is billed as reality TV with one exception, is not allowed on in the house, because there is nothing in the world less real to me than reality TV. I just don't understand it.
What's the exception?
The Voice.
The Voice. Okay.
I am a huge fan of The Voice. I think these kids are so talented, and now I'm sure they're not as real as they come across on The Voice. And also, this is going to be cheesy. I'm going to embarrass my kids, but I happen to think that both Blake Shelton and Maroon 5 are really talented, you know?
And right.
I mean, I don't own a lot of discs or anything like that, but I think Adam Levine and Blake Shelton seem like cool guys. You know, they seem like real people to me. Even Carson Daly, I've become a Carson Daly fan.
Do you agree in People Magazine's assertion of Blake Shelton as sexiest man alive? Are
Good
you on
question.
That train?
I actually have no opinion whatsoever.
You need an opinion. This is an opinion-driven business.
I know, but I mean, what makes a guy sexy? That ship sailed on me a long time ago. He's sexy. I enjoyed the characters. I loved Magnum. I thought Magnum was the greatest character ever, and I loved Higgins. Oh, my God. Just to drive my wife nuts. All right, we got to take a break. I believe that Lawrence Holmes is out and about somewhere. As a matter of fact, if I can read the small print, I can tell you they're at Harry's Sports Bar and Grill in Countryside, and he's going to be with Lance Briggs tonight, and Lawrence is going to be with us in just a moment as we do a little transition right here on The Score. This segment was brought to you by Burlington. Go back to basics at your Burlington Score and score the everyday essentials you need, like socks, underwear, denim, plus towels, sheets, and stylish storage, too. Burlington style for everyone. We're back in a moment. Lawrence will join us in transition here on The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fan.
This week, the history of sports. This week in 1905, the Intercollegiate Athletic Association of the U.S., what would later become the NCAA, was founded. This week in 1935, had the first Sugar Bowl and the first Orange Bowl. The Rose Bowl and the Cotton Bowl became the first sports broadcasts in color. This week in 1954. This week in 1958, had the greatest game ever played between the Baltimore Colts and the New York Giants.
When this world seems complicated...
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
The best-kept secret for luxury and safety? Volvo. The best-kept secret to obtain a Volvo? Howard Orloff Volvo Cars. Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know, at Howard Orloff Volvo, during Volvo's Sweden's Greetings Holiday Sales event, you can get special year-end pricing, finance, and lease offers on all remaining 2017 models. And did you know, you can lease a new 2017 Volvo S90 T6 for $469 a month for 36 months with no down payment, or buy for $47,988. Plus, come in and experience the exciting all-new 2018 Volvo XC60. Isn't it time you get to know Howard Orloff Volvo Cars? Visit Howard Orloff Volvo, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorloffvolvo.com.
Demonstrator, stock number V02835. First month's payment plus tax, title, license, and doc fee due at signing with approved credit. No security deposit. See dealer for details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero, or a pigeon, or a superhero named Pidge Woman, who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8 can...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, device balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
This week, in the history of sports. The Immaculate Reception occurred this week in 1972. The Oilers' Wayne Gretzky became the fastest NHL player to get 100 points today in 1981. Today in 1986, Doug Jarvis, 31, set an NHL record of 916 consecutive games. The Bengals hired Dave Shula as the youngest NFL coach at age 32 this week in 1991. And this week in 1997, Chicago Bulls coach Phil Jackson became the quickest to reach 500 wins.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right. We got a full
bro.
This sounds like something I would hear on Lawrence's show. I don't know why I think that. Am I right, Shane? It sounds like it's a Lawrence Holmes bump. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll let Lawrence tell me if I'm full of crap or not in a moment. Because this transition is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana for a great time tonight. Get on out to Harry's Sports Bar and Grill. It's a Miller Live Top Draft Show. Lawrence Holmes will be your host, and Lance Briggs will be in the house from 7 to 8:30, I think is his normal time. Am I reading that right? Yep, 7 to 8:30. And Shane, I'm trusting you because there's too many buttons here, and I don't want to blow us off the air, but I'm assuming you're going to bring Mr. Holmes up. Lawrence, are you there?
Hello, Hub. Hello, Anthony.
What's happening, Loho?
Oh, nothing much. Just getting ready for a Friday night show. I think it's going to be our last one with Lance, being that the season's going to end on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to picking his brain. But I want to get back to Hub's fetish with Magnum P.I. I want to talk about it because I think that's really important.
You know, Higgins passed away a couple months ago.
Did he really?
I did not.
Yeah, I can't remember the actor's name, but it came on, and I was devastated.
Does anyone have eyes on KC? Was that his name? Was it KC or TC?
It was TC.
TC. Does anyone have eyes on TC? Is he all right?
I believe he is, yes. And I believe the TC was actually a short-term professional football player before he turned to acting. I could be wrong about that, but my memory tells me that may have been the case.
I believe you are correct. So do you have a lot of Hawaiian shirts?
Well, I just started to tell Anthony the story during the break. We fell in love with Hawaii very early. My wife and I have been together 38 years, so we got plenty of time on it. And I do have some Hawaiian garb, but it's not from Magnum. It's from the time that we spent in Hawaii.
Favorite island?
Probably Kauai. That's
my wife's favorite island, too. I'm a Maui guy myself.
Well, I was going to say, we used to try and do all the islands. Because, you know, if you go to Honolulu, you can spend a few days there, but you can go to Miami for that. And so you do the other islands. And we finally kind of narrowed it down to Maui and Kauai as our favorites. Maui, a little more nightlife, a little more activity. Kauai, if you want to go relax, there's nothing in the world like about a week on Poipu Beach in Kauai.
And Lawrence, I know you're fresh out of Miami. Are you planning on trying to like sneak back down there before you do the show on Sunday?
I got to tell you, I thought about it today. Like this whole week has been a week of me going,
Did I make the right decision in returning?
Yeah, did I make the right decision to come back a little earlier? I was shoveling the walk this afternoon. I'm like, oh, it's going to snow again. I'll have to go out and shovel again. But I get really tired of like tracking snow into the house.
Yes.
So, it's definitely something that has been on my mind.
But
for
Lawrence,
sure.
If I have this right though, don't you have a condo? Don't you have a place in Arizona?
I used to. I sold it. Mm-hmm. And I miss it every day, but it helped me buy my house. So, I can't be too mad that I sold it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but I have a debate with some of my best friends who have second homes in Arizona, and I am just not a desert guy. I'm a water guy. I got to be near an ocean, near a beach. Actually, I prefer the built-in pool to the beach because I'm not a big sand guy. But for scenery,
I agree with you on that.
That drives my wife nuts. She loves the beach.
This is a struggle that goes on in the Holmes household because my wife is about the beach and the water, and I am about the desert and Red Rock. So this is where our vacations, like trying to figure out where we want to go on vacation, we kind of have to go, you know, volley it back and forth between where she's most comfortable and where I'm most comfortable. But it ends up turning out we end up like both enjoying the other's place. I just know that when I am in the desert, I am a more calm, reflective person. Mm. If that makes any sense at all.
I don't dislike the desert. I don't see the beauty that people see in the desert. I remember when my friends were building these places and they talked about the city lights view and, you know, the desert view. And I said, well, when it's dark, you don't see anything in the desert. And the city lights view, go live in downtown Chicago. I get it. It's just it never kind of lit me up the way it does other people.
No, I understand. I mean, and I will say that even when I'm out there for a little while, like, I miss Chicago. Like, even when I came back on Wednesday morning, like, just, I don't know, like, seeing the skyline from my flight, like, it just brings you back.
Shut it down!
It feels good. But then there are the days like today when it's miserable outside, and I've seen all the 7-day forecast is going to be miserable for a
it's
while.
It's going to get miserable-er.
Yeah, and then you start counting your vacation days. But then, it's like, would it be better to just stay at home and just live in it? It's a whole thing. So anyway, here's what I'm doing on the show tonight. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Frank Lenti situation, and that was it's a strange way to introduce an alum as your new coach. So we'll discuss that. Going to talk some Bulls for sure as they get ready to take on the Pacers tonight, and bring back a little piece of the conversation I had with Mark Schanowski about the Bulls in the 6 o'clock hour. Joe Ostrowski, who hosts Hit and Run here on The Score, is going to join me at 6:40. We'll talk hot stove with him. Lance will be here from 7 until 8:30. I got some Bears coaching stuff that I want to go through. So it'll be a fun 3 hours of show here at Harry's in Countryside.
And Lawrence, when we are here doing pre and post on the radio, we have TV monitors. And I just want you to know, loved your sweater. I tried. Tell Lance he wipes the floor with Alex and Miller. What the hell was Miller supposed to be? What was that?
I'm not sure. I think Miller was just, Jim was just trying to get into the spirit of it, and okay, we were glad that he did. Lance had no sleeves, and he had a lumberjack look that was going on, and that suit that Alex had, I mean, it screamed used car salesman. Wow. That's what it's, he was so proud of it. As he would say, it's very Florida. Very Florida.
Tell Lance the guns are still impressive, and it was a good showing.
I will tell him that.
And have a great time tonight. And everybody, want you to stay right here, because it's going to be Lawrence Holmes in his spot in his show from 6 to 10, along with Lance Briggs for a Miller Lite Top Draft from 7 to 8:30. And the only thing better than hearing him on your radio is get out to Harry's Sports Bar and Grill in Countryside. Also, this Sunday, our New Year's Eve special pre and post from the Foundry out in Aurora. We want to thank everybody who stopped by today. Joe Cowley, Eric Edholm from ProFootballWeekly.com, the Barstool Chief, Ryan Brandell, Olin Kreutz here in his regular spot. Rick Camp was doing updates. He was producing. Shane Reardon put the whole thing together for us. An outstanding job, Shane. Anthony, we've only gotten to do this a few times, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it every time. Hopefully we'll get to do it again soon.
I hope so too. Deerfield's finest. Great to spend some time with you.
Hell of a claim to fame. Deerfield's finest. That is Anthony Heron. I am Hub Arkish. Guys, have a great holiday weekend and stay right where you are for the best sports talk in town coming up next with Lawrence Holmes right here at 670 The Score.
You know, like I said, I've been pleased with the room. I was even excited to watch the room.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. We're better driving. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come.
come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you've got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Attention. We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8 can...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV.